This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I had a sandwich this week that was just cheese, and it wasn't a grilled cheese. So that's the kind of self-care I'm practicing.
And when you say just cheese, does that even include any bread things? Or?
Oh, yeah, I guess I just had a slice of cheese.
It was just two pieces of Swiss and a piece of Swiss in between.
Yeah, three Swiss.
Are there any condiments on it? I have
no.
to know.
No.
It's just
when I do a real sandwich, I put like mustard on it, but this was not a real sandwich and didn't deserve your respect.
This was not a real sandwich. This was
sounds like it was a slice of cheese.
I did have the most amazing sandwich the other day. I opened a fridge, got out some cheese.
And ate a sandwich.
And ate the sandwich.
Which and was that was my sandwich. Oh, you guys are such a good couple.
Yeah, we are only buying cheese. Can you guys
help? Babe, I made you a sandwich. All right, it's a slow day. There are only two customers, a teenage boy and an adult dwarf. And you get the vibe that they're very rich. And since there's nobody else at Bottoms Up, Chip and Chalice, you have both been their servers. Seb, you've been involved since, you know, they're VIP customers. And Beef, you've been playing a little matinee set, but you're taking a break now. Sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice!
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Things are wrapping up and they finish their meals. What do y'all want to do?
I'm going to sprint over to the table as fast as I can.
I sprint too. I sprint too.
I sprint faster.
And I slide. What? I run and I slide onto my knees like begging with like
and
a begging
I go,
for a tip.
I blow a whistle like a lifeguard and I go, "No running."
When Chalice hears she starts like run walking, but then she goes over. She doesn't slide on her knees. She dives over, does a somersault, lands in front of him with her arm out for.
I'm like, I look like Oliver Twist. You know,
I look like a cuter Oliver Twist.
And do you say anything?
I'm waiting for my silently... tip. my hands are cupped. I raise my cupped hands. And I give them like the biggest sad eyes in the world.
I spit in his cupped hands and then I give them the biggest sad eyes in the world.
Oh, gross. What do you guys want?
Well, I've been your server today and we just thought.
We thought money.
Okay. I mean, do we get the check?
Oh.
Oh.
Chalice sprints back towards the bar.
I'll let her get it.
No,
she's kind of the one that does that.
I cannot have another slip and fall situation.
You know when kids try to run quickly by a pool and they're just sort of speed walking with their arms? That's what Chalice is doing.
So is being a teenager the same as it was when I was a teenager?
Are you still talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, teen. Yeah, cool teen. Just like I used to be.
The dwarf pipes in.
You're talking to Richie Mitchie Warbucks, the richest kid in all of Syndicatia. So mind your manners.
Oh,
I'll take the check. I'll actually handle this too.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm I'm able to be casual because I'm also actually pretty well known around these parts. I'm actually Chip Ahoy.
Don't talk to my butler and don't look at him.
Hey, Seb. Seb, could I get my break sandwich while I'm hanging out?
Yeah, I mean, you got to find it. That's part of the deal.
Can I at least get a clue? I'm hungry.
Wet gets wetter as it dries.
The bathroom. And then he sprints off to the bathroom.
It's a towel. It's under this towel, towel right in front of me.
It's a towel.
It's right. It wasn't. Oh, God.
Oh, we catch back up with Richie. Actually, now that I've got you guys here, I want to run something by you.
Sorry. There's no running, actually.
Okay. You know what? Forget it. Let's just get out of here. Mr. Albatross,
no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mr. Albatross, earmuffs. The dwarf puts his hands over his ears. So I've been wanting to find a spot to throw my 16th birthday bash, and I think that this dump actually might be perfect.
It's not in the bathroom. I'm going to try the attic.
It's under the towel. Are you kidding me? Here, I took it off. Look at the little smell lines. I'm wafting them toward. No, don't run. Don't run.
Did somebody say birthday bash? Hi, I'm Chalice Glass, former princess and aspiring party planner. How do you do?
Yeah, you've been standing here. And you served me for my meal. I know who you are. That was so weird. Okay. I'm thinking that, you know, this place might just be perfect. It's kind of got like, you know, with your situation, you guys might be a little bit more lenient for the right price on your rules.
The rules about running?
Doesn't matter. But if I were to say, you know, offer you a large sum of gold.
Gold? I'm sorry.
100, 200. Well, oh.
Ow, no? Seb, you don't have to push me out of the way.
Sorry. I crawled here when I heard money. What's going on?
Can you stand up? It's easier to talk to you if you're standing.
Sorry, I just behave like a hungry dog when I hear a large sum of gold. What is going on?
I was just telling these two that, well, I'm sure you know who I am, Richie Mitchie Warbucks, and I'm interested in throwing my 16th birthday bash here. Tell me when I'm getting warm on a number that would suffice. 100 gold? 200 gold? 300 gold?
100 gold is definitely great.
Stop. What?
Okay, 100 gold is we'll a lot to us.
100 gold sounds like a pretty fair price. I tell you what, if you guys
Chalice
do an
looks around
job,
at them like, you're welcome.
I look over at Albatross, who's just the whole time just earmuffs for this entire thing.
he looks back at you and then removes his earmuffs for a second, like if someone expecting him to talk. And then, and then Richie screams at him. Earmuffs, Mr. Albatross. And he goes back and he looks really scared and his earmuffs are back on.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad that I caused that.
So 100 gold's a lot to y'all. What do you say? Do we have a deal? I'm looking to throw this on the last Friday of the month.
That's Friday.
We don't have anything going on.
Yeah, we have nothing. Let's check our. We would pretend to check our calendars, but we definitely don't have anything going on that day.
Okay, 75 gold might work for this deal. Then it sounds like
no. We have a whole bunch of. We have a shatterball in the basement where we shatter bottles by throwing them at each other. And come on, guys, we can't go lower. We need 100 gold.
Okay, 100 gold. Last Friday of the month, my birthday bash, 16th birthday bash, Richie Mitchie Warbucks. It's going to be huge. I'm excited. I'm really excited. So, do we have a deal?
B, Beef is outside in the bushes looking for his lunch sandwich.
He comes in with like brush in his hair. I guess I'm starving today. I can't find this freaking sandwich.
It's on the bar. The towel is off of it. It's on the bar.
Is that another clue? Is that another clue?
No, that is a description of where it is. Like, what is going on?
You know, this is inhumane. If I was an animal, PETA would take you away from me.
I don't have time for this. I'm negotiating the deal of my life right now.
Richie, you've got a deal. First Thursday of the month for 80 gold coin.
What the? Stop! Chalice, please!
Chalice. Okay, literally none of those details are right. Let's just make sure that this place is party perfect for the last Friday of the month for my birthday bash.
Ooh, and party.
You know what? If this all really goes super well, then there might even be a big tip for you guys at the end of this thing.
Beef.
But remember, tips are based on service. And my whole experience here eating was very bizarre. So I'm just going to
keep
leave.
It up. So keep
You're
it
welcome.
Up.
You're welcome. All right. So we're going to make it very bizarre for this event.
I want it party perfect.
Bizarre.
You understand?
Yes, I can hear that.
Okay.
I had the best 16th birthday party of all time. I don't know if you've heard of it. Half the kingdom set on fire. I don't mean to brag, but it was a huge, very awesome, cool, memorable party. So don't worry. I'm a party expert.
Cool story, bro. What was that, like 40 years ago?
That was really mean.
But technically true, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Shah. Shah.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Later, losers. Make sure the place looks sick AF. Peace.
16th
Mr. Albatross
birthday.
Is
AF.
Closing his eyes and still has earmuffs on, so he doesn't know that Richie Mitchie Warbucks has walked out.
I tap him.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my God, I lost him. Oh, and I scared you. Where's Richie?
Your dad, or whoever that guy is. Get out of here. He left.
He's my butler. I butler him. Oh, I'm gonna go.
Get your butley.
Beef, you thought the teenager was that old guy's dad?
Hey, age is I don't see age. Maybe something you should try.
Oh my God. Cool.
Now, where the hell is this goddamn sandwich?
It's right there, Beef.
It's right there.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
So it is now the day of Richie Mitchie's 16th birthday bash. What have you all done to decorate and prepare bottoms up?
I blew up a bunch of toads to be balloons a la Shrek. So there's just a bunch of like filled up toads all over the place.
Amazing.
So the kitchen rats, Chalice has been working with them for like a lot, like weeks and weeks. She's made them little white tuxes. And they have a big band with like a little conductor, and they're doing like sort of jazzy hits.
Jennifer goes, okay, so we're just mostly keeping to the standards, but if you want to, you know, swing into anything a little dancier, just let me know.
Honestly, Jennifer, feel it out. We trust you 1,000%. And if anything like dramatic happens, feel free to run with that too. You know, like if the vibe of the party changes, like, set the score for the party, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, 10-4.
And Jennifer, not to freak you out, but if you do mess up, we'll turn you into a balloon. And she points to the frog balloons.
Oh my God!
What, do you know that guy?
Oh, you know that guy?
Phil from... He works at a bar down the street. We always hang out on industry night.
Looks like the money man is here, and Beef comes through the door, and he's wearing an immaculate money suit with dollar bills all over it, perfectly tailored, and he's throwing up fake money up into the air. I'm made of money. I'm made of cash. I'm Mr. Money. Look what's in my ass. And he shoots out money.
Beef connects with the teens so well. The teens are going to freaking love that.
Well, I will say all the teens, a lot of teens... The bar is already full of around 50 rowdy teens. Right.
Whoa.
Seb is pulling around a rickshaw with a bunch of hay bales in it. So I'm just doing indoor hay rides. And
honestly, teens would love that too.
Yeah, I mean,
teens like, love hay rides.
What kind of teen doesn't want to ride around the corners of the bar?
A bar hay ride.
I love
teen,
it, man.
Nice.
They're gonna go wild for that shit.
It's important to note that Chalice has recreated her 16th birthday party outfit, so she has a sash that says "Birthday Princess," and her eyes are like really wide, like she's trying to hold on to something from her past that's like in a really unhealthy way. She sort of looks like one of those toddlers in tiaras, little girls. Like her hair is super done up, and like she's wearing those like white flipper teeth. She looks like a little crazy.
Oh, God. Does she have her what's it called, like super juice, where it's like Mountain Dew?
Oh yes, Mountain Dew and Red Bull and like Pixie sticks. She definitely has a super juice because she needs this party to go perfect, just like her party.
Well, now is the time because you hear some trumpeting outside. And you all race to just outside of Bottoms Up, and you see Richie Mitchie pulls up to Bottoms Up in a stretch carriage. It's got 16 Whoa. Wheels and one very tired pony pulling it.
Wow.
The carriage door is open for him, and he steps out in a very fancy, noble outfit. You know, he's got like the muffin Renaissance floppy hat with a feather in it, big poofy shoulders, and big poofy pantaloons. He's looking fresh to death.
Whoa.
He starts walking down a red carpet that gets unfurled, and there's little painter elves who are creating portraits of him in real time very quickly, almost Whoa. Like, you know, paparazzi high elves.
Oh,
and
wow.
He comes in to Bottoms Up, and he is ready to be greeted by the party. Everyone's already screaming for him. like, oh my God, he's here, he's here. Now, do you guys want to say anything to him?
I join in that. I do this, what they were doing. Oh my God, he's here, he's here. Oh my God.
Yeah, Richie, I know this is going to be, there's a lot of people in there, and you're probably going to get nervous. But you look great. You look really nice. I just wanted to give you a little birthday kiss, if I may, for good luck.
You may not. He looks around the room. He surveys everything, and he's like, okay, there's a lot that is not up to my expectations right now. If I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm fairly disappointed.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, the money man hates to hear that.
Yeah, we spent way more than 100 gold coin on all these decorations. So that is really disappointing for us to hear.
Literally, I had to learn how to rickshaw. So this was kind of a wash for me.
Yeah, okay. I mean, as long as everyone's like having a good time, I guess it's not that big of a deal. Just then, we see a group of what you can only assume is the cool kids. It's Jimmy J. Cooterton walks up with the group of cool kids. You can immediately tell that this group of friends is who Richie Mitchie is trying to impress. They look like, you ever seen one of those TikTok videos where it's like typically teenagers? And they all like look up at the same time and like try to look really hot, and they typically have long hair.
Yes, yes, I have seen those.
Yeah, that. Yeah, my feed is filled with that.
Yeah, that's my full feed.
Yeah.
You do know what I'm talking about, right?
No, you're the only one with that on your For You page, John. You're alone.
I mean, I've never seen it, but you described it so well. It's clear that you've seen many of these and you described it perfectly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a what you do if. What would you do if the elevator doors open and this was looking at you? And it's like four 17-year-olds with long hair who look up at the same time and like make the smolder face.
Oh my God. When he walks up to them, can Chalice go, is your last name Cootertown?
It's pronounced Cootertin.
Well, sounds sorry, like your last name is Cootertown. My name is Chalice Glass. I'm a former princess, and today's my 16th birthday.
Chalice
runs outside and goes into the like the limo carriage and comes out sort of like Shirley Temple posing. She's trying to walk down the red carpet, trying to get the elves to paint her.
Hey, don't worry about her. She's not very cool. Me, on the other hand, I'm Chip Ahoy, and I toss him a toad.
Oh, gross. What the, dude, this party's weird, Richie. What the hell?
Hey, look no further, okay? I'm treating this just like it's my 16th birthday, where a bunch of the really cool kids kidnapped me and put me in a field as a scarecrow, and you're going to love this. I was found approximately 6 days later, completely dehydrated and just had lost about 26 pounds. There's a lot of pranks to be had, all right? There's a lot of debauchery.
Hey, guys, this is my party, and I need it to be perfect, and I really need to impress Jimmy J. Cooterton and the gang. Is there anything we can do about the music, and can we get the drinks a lot stronger?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll save the party. Here comes Money Man, and I'm doing the backwards moonwalk onto the stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just meant as far as, you know, getting the sound system up and running. I don't want you to perform. We're not going to need you to perform, actually, Money Man, because I already booked and paid for the biggest pop star in all of Syndicatia. Ariana Venti is here. And Ariana Venti walks out, and she is, you all immediately recognize her as the biggest pop star in Syndicatia.
Oh my God.
She's a purple tiefling. Tieflings are humanoids that have different colored skin and have horns. So Ariana Venti looks very famous and also rich, and it's coming now to you, Beef. Oh, is there a good stage for me to do this? Can you help me get set up?
Absolutely. It's this stage that it's my stage. I would be honored.
You should know that our sound system is just acoustics. It's just whatever sound comes from your instrument. That's our whole sound system.
Yeah, but don't
worry. You don't have any magical spells or enchantments on any
Does a bunch of little rats count?
Yeah, we have a bunch of little rats, and
I don't know what that means.
That you just kind of cup your hands around your mouth. That usually, when we have people, that usually helps a lot.
Also, just stay clear of like the stay clear of the hole on the stage. That underneath is where the kittens sleep. So just stay away from that.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is going to be like my early days when I was first coming up. This is cool. I'm getting back to my roots. All right, thanks.
You're so nice. Your hair smells like vanilla.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Oh my God, Seb, keep up with the freaking stuff, man.
Oh my God.
You're such an old dad.
You're embarrassing me. I'm in my 16-year-old friend.
That's like a little friend. That's like his little friend, right?
Chalice, I'm going to be honest. The only person that's embarrassing me more than Seb is you right now, okay?
Who, me? You are my honey bun sugar plum. I'm the yummy yumpkins. You're my sweetie pie. And she just is like not... knowing Chalice is not knowing how young is too young. She keeps just like missing the mark on 16.
What happened on your 16th birthday, Chalice?
I don't want to say.
What happened to her? She's lost. We've lost her.
Flashback. Chalice, you're at your 16th birthday party and you are dressed to impress. And you finally get your chance to address all the people who have come to your party.
Hi, thank you so much for coming out to my 16th birthday bash. Woo! And thank you so much, MTV, for being here. It's really a dream come true. I just wanted to...
Fire!
Wait.
Fire! Fire! There's a fire! Half the town!
There's a fire!
Half the town!
Oh my God, the horses are dying!
Oh! Oh my God.
This day will be remembered!
Can you flashback for even go back to before that moment?
We're back even further than that moment.
Hey, Mikey, I wanted to take today, my birthday, to tell you how I really feel about you. I just wanted to tell
and
you
how's
that.
How's that?
I
just wanted to say that I have a
Did
really...
you say something, dude? She's trying to talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm also Mikey, but I also don't know her. So I was
Yeah,
like,
she wants
what?
To talk to Mikey P, the peasant born. Yeah, doubt it, bro.
I am so sorry. I'm going to just kind of go to a barn and kind of, I don't know.
Mikey
maybe
P, kick come back.
No, I'm going to go kick over a lantern or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Oh, so
Mikey P,
why
please, I love you.
She's talking to little lowborn like me.
Mikey P, please, I love you.
Now we're all the way back to present
Chalice
day.
Is like her eyes are huge and she's.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
But your eyes are sad.
Yeah. It was the worst moment of my life. He didn't make
it. You know what? Today's going to be better, okay? Today we'll find you a new Mikey P.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's fine.
In this crowd of teens.
Thank you.
You hear some really big applause happening, and you look up and you see that Ariana Venti has taken the stage.
Okay, why?
Hi, everyone. What?
I'm sorry, are you like sick or something? Like, why is everybody applauding you? Like, what's happening?
Seb, just be cool.
I just don't get it. Why is
Seb,
she popular?
She's
why?
Be cool.
I've never heard of her.
Be cool.
So, Jimmy J. Cooterton and the gang look over at you and just start, like, shaking their heads like, what an absolute loser.
At least my last name's not Coodertown.
I'm going to shuffle. Can I shuffle to beside Jimmy J? And I also, like... shake my head at Seb. Can you
like look up?
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah. So that group of five look up at you and are immediately kind of weirded out, kind of scoot further into the audience.
And then Chalice scoots over to them to like look at Chip to be like, can you believe that guy?
So Chalice came on the other side, and now they're scooting in the middle and further up. You're kind of just sheepdogging them to the front of the stage.
Which Beef is already at the front of the stage, and he took his shirt off, and he's swinging it around. I love you!
I love you all, too. I'm going to start with an oldie, because tonight's kind of, for me, about getting back to my roots. So sing along if you know it, and then I rolled for Arianna Venti, and she, with her performance boost here, she rolled like a 26. So,
whoa.
Despite however I sound right now, you know that this shit is legit.
It slaps.
I was a country girl.
I love this song.
From a different world. But tonight, I want to be you. And you can be me.
Oh, I love you.
Let's be each other. Let's be each other forever. Let's be each other. And that was a 26. Everyone goes absolutely berserk. Or what do you, how do you guys react?
I throw my shirt on stage.
I say, Seb, don't you get it now? She's perfect.
I'm sorry.
You guys
like
have
really
to like
brave?
It because it was a 26. You have to like it.
I love
sure,
it.
Sure, I like it, but that has to be a cover. That is that the Doobie? Excuse me, miss. Is that the Doobie Brothers? Excuse me, miss.
Seb.
What? I need to know. I like the Doobie Brothers. Check
She's
this out.
She's young and cool and beautiful like me, Seb.
She Please. Doesn't care about the Doobie Brothers. Jesus.
I'm going to, can I find where Richie, what's his name? Richie Mitchie? Like, what's he up to? What's going on with him? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, actually, he's sitting at the bar looking around like, what the hell? No one's serving me. And he looks pretty pissed.
Oh, okay. I sprint over and I jump over the bar and I'm like, hey, happy to serve you. What you need, pal?
I mean, something really strong.
Oh, can I see an ID?
What are you talking about? Dude, all these teens are already shit-faced, and I've been getting served all night. What are you talking
about?
Oh,
shit.
Are you serious?
Oh, shit. You didn't know?
Damn.
Oh, no. What is the drinking age? What's the drinking age around here?
21, we'll say, canonically.
Okay. Oh, do you at least got a fake on you or something?
What? Dude, no, all the rats have been serving us all night. I don't...
What?
I'm paying you. You think I came here because I think this is a cool place? No, I know that my gold goes further and places like this are a little seedier. We'll walk around the rules. That's why we're all teens here who are shit-faced.
Hey, Chip, can I have 12 shots for me and my new best friends?
Yeah, of course. Can I see an ID?
For me? I'm baby. I'm too young to drink. I'm so small and I'm a young person.
Yo, actually though, you should cut her off.
Me?
She's had enough.
Me?
I pour Chalice 12 shots of like a non-alcoholic liquor. I'm like, hey, Richie, this is just between you and me, man. All right, here you go. And I slip him whatever he wants, including alcohol. But I do it so nervously and I like... identify Seb in the crowd too, hoping that I'm trying to gauge Seb's concern, see if he cares at all.
Pour from the green bottle that has the label that says ink.
You want me to serve him ink?
Have him drink ink. Yes, have him eat ink. It's a prank.
Have him drink
it's a birthday
ink?
Prank.
You must be mishearing him.
You're saying drink, have him drink ink.
Yes.
So drink Richie ink. Just grabs a bottle from behind the bar and pours himself a shot and takes it. And
that's the ink. That's the ink. You got ink teeth. You stupid son of a bitch. Happy birthday.
Oh, you're pranking him.
I'm okay. Pranking him.
What the fuck? I have ink teeth?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, this is, I think we're just going to call it. This is the worst.
No, you look so good. You look so good.
Ew, this
no,
guy kissed a squid.
That.
I pranked him. I'm kidding.
Can you make him stop?
Seb.
I really wish we could.
Just then, Michelle P., who's a peasant girl from the town, goes up to Richie and says, hey, I think your ink teeth look nice.
Oh, my God. Richie. Can you get Michelle to walk away, too? I just don't feel like talking to anyone right now.
Hey, Michelle, get the hell out of here! Get out of here! You
Run.
Get out of here!
Michelle
Run.
Bursts into tears and runs outside and sits on the curb with her head in her hands.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about Seb and I'm sorry about Michelle, okay? They got some
stuff
going.
It's not even that. It's
What's
not,
up, what man? What's going
What's
on?
What's up?
You guys, like, wouldn't even get it.
Oh my god, dude, we get everything.
Are you having boy troubles? Is your wiener not working the way you like it to be working?
Dude, both of our wieners have not worked the way that we've always wanted them to work, and we can help you out.
Can I just say I'm a teen and you guys started talking about my wiener quick?
Well, I don't see age, so.
That's a huge problem.
No, dude, what's up? I'm cool. I'm Chip Ahoy. I'm like a well-known fan. What's up? You know?
I mean, well, okay. It's like everyone's talking to me here or wants to talk to me except for the person that, like, that I want.
Who is that?
Yeah, just tell us who that is.
Yeah, what's her name?
What is
she's? She's in Jimmy J. Cooterton's group.
Oh yeah,
you probably already noticed her.
Which one?
She's the one with short black hair.
Oh.
Are you not part of that crew, Richie Mitchie Warbucks?
Not like officially or unofficially, really. I don't really get to hang out with them. This party was supposed to be my chance to show them how cool I am.
Hey,
are we blowing it for you?
You can be honest.
I mean, you're not helping, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I just feel like, so her name's Topanga.
Oh,
and I just feel like if I had a chance, I don't know, I probably wouldn't even know what to say if I did talk to her.
You know, Beef is so good at role play.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we see this, let's check in back in the audience. Let's see where Chalice is at with the cool group.
And so I tried to tell him that I loved him, okay? And then wrong mic said, you must be talking to me. And then he started a whole fire. 750 people died that night. And it's my fault.
Can you
fault.
Stop talking? I'm trying to listen to the music.
Totally. So then I wake up the next day and I hear and all these people died. And then also, like, it's not like it's his fault that that happened. Like, this is just like, it's my fault. And then I have to, it's like, welcome to adulthood, Chalice. The responsibility of people's lives in the kingdom is on your back, like a heavy weight on your back all the time.
Chalice, can you run and grab us more drinks?
Totally.
You're the best. Thank you so much. You're the best. You're so pretty.
You think so, really? And she grabs the girl's arm a little too hard. Do you really think I'm pretty?
Ow. Ow.
Do you?
Just get a drink.
Okay. All right. I love you. Bye, girl. Chalice throws up and then just sort of like rallies and then goes to get the drinks.
I think she just threw up. Gross. All right. We'll go back to the bar.
Okay, so I'm a pretty lady sitting here, all right? So come on up. I'll get into character.
Richie takes another shot, walks up. Hey, Topanga, are you having fun at my party?
I'm having a blast. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lame, but like, it's fun in a sarcastic way. It's, and you know.
you wanna come outside?
Say no, say no.
Nah, I'm good here. I'm chilling.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Well, we're all going outside. So I've got to go.
Oh, wait. Everybody's going outside? Go. If everybody's going, then go.
I would prefer if this didn't go to a second location. I mean, we're just role playing. I feel like it's weird if there's a role playing that leads to.
No, let's move this outside. Let's go. Let's all go outside.
As this is happening, Chalice has found a tambourine and she's on stage singing, we should all be each other. She's like just singing not the right key. Not, she just wants the attention, so she's on the stage.
Seb, can you roll perception for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, +3. That would be a 16. Yeah, 16.
Okay, cool. So you now notice that all, like, you know, out of the 50 teens that are here, most of them are very drunk. And that, you know, is a huge issue for Bottoms Up. And if, you know, you were to get caught doing this, there would be huge sanctions and the bar would probably be closed down.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. Nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving. Nobody's leaving. Come on. All right. All right. And I put like a, I put a like bar across the door and I like lock it. And then I like take my shoe off and I break the key like inside of it. And I'm like, nobody can leave. Nobody can leave. Beef, turn up the heat. We got to have them sweat it out. We got to have them sweat it out before they can leave. All
right. I'm not
sorry.
This is Beef right
Seb,
now.
This is kidnapping. Seb, no. This is, I think this
we're gonna
is kidnapping.
We're going to lose our license. We'll lose our liquor license.
Seb, this is kidnapping. Teen napping.
Okay. They're actually all still awake. Like, what are you talking about?
Jimmy J. Cooterton jumps up on stage and he cups his hands and he's like, looks like they just locked us in here, so...
That's right.
Party all night! Party all night! And they all start chanting party all night.
All right, so we got some Pedialyte here, and then we got, and just everybody just kind of just jog in place until you don't feel hammered anymore, all right? Like, let's just work it through our little systems, all right? In fact, who wants to wrestle? Let's all wrestle, huh?
Chalice immediately attacks Seb. He doesn't even finish the word wrestle, and she's tackled him to the ground.
No, this is my face. Oh, gosh.
Richie, this is perfect. This is perfect. This is exactly what you wanted. You're locked in a room with her now. Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Man. Isn't this perfect?
You're locked in a room with two Topangas. How does that feel?
Oh, okay. I don't know if I should have been getting advice from you guys, but I feel like this is my moment. This is as confident as I'm going to feel. Okay. I'm going to go talk to her. So... he walks up to the cool group and he taps Topanga on the shoulder. Hey, Topanga. And I get to do the cool thing where I have a conversation with myself.
Do it. Rock it.
Don't worry. We're here.
Hey, Topanga. Oh, hey, Richie. Cool party. Yeah. I'm glad you're having fun.
This is going so well.
Yeah, it's going good.
Guys, what do I ask?
Ask her to, if she's pretty, or to dance.
Hey, I was actually wondering, you dance pretty, dance prettier.
Uh-oh.
Nice. No, I think
I'll pay you.
No. No.
Topanga's like, you're being weird. You're being really weird. And she turns and keeps watching the concert.
Beef pipes up. Hey, Topanga, it's really nice to meet another Topanga.
Your name's Topanga too?
Yeah, it is. And he winks at Richie like he's going to save the day.
What are you doing?
I got this. I step in. I'm like, hey, what's up, Topanga? I'm Chip Ahoy.
She doesn't know who that is.
But tonight, I'm playing wingman, if you know what I'm saying. How about my boy Richie Rich here? Pretty cool birthday, isn't it?
Okay, I don't know what this is. Can you get to the point?
Well, our point is, Topanga, as another Topanga, I could say that, you know, Richie's a really great guy. And I actually have plenty of sisters that have dated him. I have six sisters, and they've all dated him. And they said they had a spectacular time. So maybe... You, Topanga.
Wait, dating? Well, oh my God. Richie, I love you. Like a little brother or something.
Ooh.
Or like a pet, maybe.
Ooh.
Like a very rich, you're very rich, and that's cool.
Ooh.
But yeah, I don't think it's going to be like that. And Richie just kind of nods. You see kind of tears well up in his eyes, and he just takes off through the audience. Towards like the front door of Bottoms Up.
Don't bother. It is fully locked and barricaded. You cannot go out that way.
Thank you for your time, Topanga. Very nice to meet you. I run after him.
I have a flashback to a very similar moment. So I'm frozen on the dance floor remembering this. This is my high school prom. And I, at this time, Chip is like the coolest fucking guy in school. But I go up to this nerdy, her name's Amanda, and she's this like cute little nerd that I fell in love with in my advanced math class that I have to pretend to go to. Because otherwise everyone would think I'm lame. So I have to like sneak in there and nobody knows I actually go to this class. And she's in there and she always answers all the questions at the chalkboard. Hi, Amanda.
Fire! There's a fire! There's a fire in the school!
Oh my God! Right in that moment, Seb just pushes... just pushes her to the ground. He's like, we gotta get out. There's no chance. She's gone. She's gone. Forget about her, Chip. Come with me.
Sean, can Chalice have a conversation with Topanga?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, girl. Here's your drink.
Thanks, Chalice.
You know what? You remind me a lot of me when I was your age.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were people like back then?
Ow. Ow! Well, Topanga, if that is really even your name.
It is mine. I don't know if it's this other person's that I'm with.
Yeah. Well, Topanga, little word of advice. Don't just go after the cool person. Because I dated cool guys and guys who were popular and captain of the prom team or whatever. And those guys ended up being really lame. You should go for the Mike P's of the world. Good guys who make mistakes and are real. Those are the people you want to be with. What's in my hair? And she pulls out lunch sandwich from yesterday that was hidden in her hair. And she just starts crying and eating the sandwich. And it's going, Topanga.
You still have time.
I am saying date the good guy, not the cool guy. Topanga, you're my best friend. You are.
Oh, God. Topanga just like slowly like turns around to face the stage again and continues rocking out. And all the while, Ariana Venti is still absolutely crushing it up.
Good.
There.
She should be good.
Beef, you ran after Richie, right?
I did.
Now, Richie, once you get to Richie, he's already taken that plank off the door and swung open the door to reveal three patrolmen who are looking to get their after shift drinks, who look at you, Beef, because they recognize you. They come here for after shift drinks and you recognize them. And they're like, so what's going on here?
Tonight, I'm not Beef or the Money Man. I'm Topanga. And I don't know what's going on.
All right, roll deception.
Oh, no. It was a two.
Okay. Just with their passive perception, they can see that it looks like there's underage drinking happening. And so three of them step in and immediately they announce, all right, party's cut the music. Party's over. Party is over. Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. That's what I was just about to say. Party over, right, Seb?
They start knocking drinks out of kids' hands, and they come up to Jimmy J. Cooterton and the cool group and Topanga, and they go to take their drinks out of their hands, and Richie steps up, and then he looks at you guys and goes, guys, do something.
I wipe the snot from my nose, and I'm like, this party can't be over. We gotta save the day for Richie. And I run over and I tackle one of the patrolmen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There's another one there, and he turns. He's like, what the hell is going on? And he goes, nobody else make a move. Jimmy J. Coolerton jumps on one of their backs and slits their throat.
What?
One of the patrolmen falls down on the ground.
Not
and you
cool,
can tell he's
dude.
Dead. And then Topanga and three of the other cool kids jump on the other patrolman and are just stabbing him like hundreds of times and like cackling, and their voices sound real weird.
I get off the patrolman that I tackle. I'm like, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't. That's not what I meant. Oh my God. No.
This is
not what I meant.
They swarm on the one that you're getting off and they stab him 100 times.
Can I turn back time?
Like, do you want to go visit a different memory?
No, I just want to like turn back. I want to time travel to before this happened so I can stop it.
I don't think you have that ability right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. This is just like my birthday. Why do people always die?
Just the sun is just beating down. I'm on the scarecrow thing, and I'm just talking with this crow. And I'm like, you're my only friend. And if you love me, you would eat these ropes so I could go to that water that I can see.
Fire! Fire in the field!
Oh, God.
There's a fire in the field!
It's spreading like wildfire! Roll!
Boodaloo, 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 boodaloo. Okay, so now the five, you know, cool kids, Jimmy J's posse, including Topanga, are like licking the blood off their daggers and like cackling. And the laughs that are on them sound pretty bizarre.
These teens are acting kind of strange.
Thanks for picking up on that, Topanga.
Keen eye, Topanga.
Huh, what makes you say that, Topanga?
Well, thanks for asking. Thank you. I think that these teens are under a disguise of some sort.
Yeah, Sean, I'm trying to look it up. What's the thing that you, like, reveal? There's, like, a spell.
Well, you guys can, I would recommend, I think Ben might be doing this, but just roll to investigate.
Yeah, I just rolled, I rolled a 20, a natural 20.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit. Okay.
Perfect.
So, Ben, when you know, upon closer look, and maybe even put a hand on one of them, because you rolled a nat 20, you even know the illusion that they used, it's a fifth level illusion called seeming. Ben, you are certain that these are actually goblins that you're dealing with.
Hey, man, that's not cool what you just did there. Whoa, God, they're goblins. Not cool teens, they're goblins.
Goblins?
Goblins?
Topanga, I thought you were my friend. I opened up to you.
Richie goes, goblins, what are you talking? These are my friends. What? And then he sees the dead bodies and is like, oh my God, what is happening?
A lot.
I didn't mean to start this. I'm so sorry.
Jimmy J steps forward and is like, Richie, why are you crying? This party just finally got good. Richie's like, what is happening? I only threw this party because I wanted you guys to be my friend. And they all start laughing in unison.
Oh,
and don't
no,
think we
Richie.
Didn't know you had a crush on Topanga, too. I heard you tried to ask her out.
Yeah. Well, some people are beautiful.
Not you, Beef. Not you, Beef.
Okay, yes.
Chalice doesn't like their vibe. It's giving her too many flashbacks.
Why not?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked.
Doesn't like their vibe.
Doesn't like this. Not one bit.
The murdering goblins? You don't like their vibes?
I don't like their energy. I don't like the energy they're bringing into my space right now. Chip.
Okay.
Chalice is going to send a fireball at the goblins. And not just a fireball covered in her drunk throw up.
Amazing.
19.
That sounds disgusting.
Cool, that hits.
Yeah, that's going to smell bad.
Want to roll for damage?
Yeah. 9.
Okay. One of the cool crew just eviscerates. They just turn to ash. You just hit them with the fireball it enveloped, and where there was, there now isn't a goblin.
Oh.
And they look at you guys, and now it's on. So we're going to start with Seb. What do you want to do? The dance floor has kind of cleared, as it does in like a wedding when there's fun dances happening.
So this is like a dance battle, a dance circle?
It's like a dance battle. And it's the four goblins versus the four of you kind of lined up in this dance circle.
And is Richie Rich involved at all or no?
Richie Rich is terrified, sitting on the side, just sitting there.
But he's watching, right?
But he is watching. And also, Ariana Venti, always a professional, takes her cue, sees that it's badass, and starts playing some real cool action rock.
She's such a professional.
She's such a professional. I don't think Jennifer would have been able to keep up.
Yeah, thank God.
Jennifer's been smoking cigarettes out back with the band for the last 2 hours.
That sucks.
One cigarette. They've been sharing.
She's probably said, I bet you're amazing at drums a couple times.
All right. So, Seb, you want to start it off?
Yeah. So, because it's like a dance circle, I walk up and I start doing the Dougie. And then I'm going to use my poison spray cantrip. And so I will roll to see if it hits. 19.
That hits.
Nice. And that will do 12 damage.
So that is going to full on melt this goblin before your very
oh,
eyes.
Oh, shit. You just taught him how to Dougie.
Boom. Check. And he teach me how to. Got him.
Great. So now, just to paint a picture, there's only three goblins left, one being Jimmy J and one being Topanga. So only three left, and Chip, you are up.
Okay. I think that even given this current situation, I think our boy Richie Mitchie has a chance with Topanga. So I'm not going to go after her, and I'm going to go after the third unnamed goblin.
She's going to kill him.
Okay.
And I do a running man backwards. And as I'm running, amazing, manning backwards, I take out my battle axe and I do like a backward swing to chop this little goblin.
I can't believe we're killing all these teens.
They're freaking goblins.
Teens, they're well, goblins. They're teen goblins.
I roll a 16.
That hits.
Yes, I freaking smash their ass. Okay, it's another 12.
All right, so what happens?
Well, I'd like to do a running man back slice, and I want them to be standing there for like 2 seconds before their entire body just splits.
Oh,
into
nice.
Right down the
a classic. I love that.
Classic.
Classic move. It. Love it.
They're dropping like flies. Only two left. Next up is Beef. What do you want to do?
All right, here I come. I'm going to do the sprinkler over to Topanga.
Are you trying to knock out Topanga?
Yeah.
Or like grapple her, or more knock her unconscious?
Yeah, knock her unconscious.
Cool, cool. You could use your dagger to do that if you wanted. It would add more damage.
Okay.
You can just play it so you're not trying to kill. You're trying to knock her unconscious.
I just rolled 14 plus 4 damage.
Okay. That's an 18. That'll hit.
So 4 damage.
4 damage. So you smash the blunt end of your dagger, the handle, into Tabitha's face.
Topanga.
And
Topanga.
What did I say?
You said Tabitha. Tabitha.
You said Tabitha. Ooh,
oh, Beef, you stabbed the wrong person.
Oh, no.
That was just some real teen.
Oh, oh God. That was a real teen.
I didn't hit her to kill, lest I remind you.
Beef, she's not an attractive girl, but she's not a goblin.
Yeah, that's this so is going to really mess her up.
I am so sorry. Party foul on Beef. Party foul on Beef. I'll beef.
You broke my nose.
Sorry, Tabby. You shouldn't have been too close to the fight.
A group of other teens takes Tabitha away. Her nose is just gushing blood. But you also, on the way back, hit Topanga in the head.
Oh.
And do the 4 damage. She is bloodied, but she's not dead or unconscious.
Sean, can we do a roll to see the damage that Tabitha got to her confidence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Do I roll it?
Yeah, I think you should be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a 2.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it only hurt her confidence,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But I have the stats on Tabitha, and her confidence was only at a 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh God.
Sorry, Tabby.
She's at a 0. Okay, so then up next is actually going to be Topanga. And Topanga is going to, since you just hit her across the face, going to try to kill Beef, and is going to stab you with a dagger.
What a way for Beef to go. This early in the series, huh?
Wearing a money suit.
Okay, so it is a 12. Is a 12 higher than your AC?
13.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Topanga is like a little bit slightly concussed from that first hit.
Hell yeah, she is.
Stabs with a dagger and misses.
That's right. I'm a regular savant. Get out of my way, honey.
Beef, you just hit the wrong person. 10 seconds ago, you hit the wrong person.
The most recent thing that happened was you messing up.
A
What? What's that? I can't hear you through my money suit. Cha-ching!
So Jimmy J's next, and he sees that Tabitha's... Jesus. He sees Tabitha's not doing well. But that's not a big concern to him, because he doesn't care about her. So he sees Topanga has been slightly concussed and just missed a dagger swipe on Beef. So Jimmy J's running over to help out. And he's going to come attack Beef as well. Rolls a 16. And I know that that hits. Mm-hmm. And let's see here.
Rude, kind of rude that he knew that.
It'll be 7 damage.
That's a lot.
He rams a blade into your side, and that hurts pretty bad. And now we're back up at the top with Chalice.
So I'm going to use my magic missile spell. I'm going to throw these darts, and I want them to hit, what's his name? Jimmy J, and not Tabitha. I'm not going to kick her while she's down. Topanga.
Cool.
So the first one is going to be 2 altogether.
Okay.
The next one is going to be 4.
Okay.
And the next one.
This third one's going to Topanga.
Is a 4.
Nice.
Okay. So the 3 magic missiles, these glowing darts, shoot out of Chalice and they enter themselves into Jimmy J, and he screams out, "Ah, this sucks!" And then one hits Topanga right in the throat.
Ooh.
And as he was trying to get to Topanga, she dies before Jimmy J's very eyes.
Oh my God. I run and I cover Richie Mitchie's eyes. I cover his eyes.
Oh.
You don't look at this.
Chalice does sort of like an open mouth smile, like shrug, like, oh.
Oh God. We got a bunch of teens dying in here. Oh God.
Seb, you are up. And the only goblin left is Jimmy J. And once again, to remind you, he looks like a straight up crazy evil goblin.
Okay.
Who isn't in no way a teen. So don't feel too bad.
Yeah, blast okay. his ass.
I'm going to pitch this. What if we get Richie Mitchie to finish the job?
Oh, that's
it
interesting.
It is his birthday.
Oh, yeah. I think that would be really nice.
I'm down for that. So can I... How would I do this? I want to toss a spear to Richie Mitchie and encourage him, like Elrond in Lord of the Rings, to murder Jimmy J.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give Richie Mitchie your spot in the initiative.
Okay.
To do an attack. So you're handing him a spear and saying, "Go attack.
Finish him. Do it. Free yourself."
Nothing more beautiful than making someone a murderer on their birthday. That's just so beautiful.
We're making him a hero. He's going to be a hero.
So do you like push him into the middle of the dance circle?
I do. I'm right by him. I was covering his eyes for Topanga. So I shove him out into the middle of the dance floor.
Okay. Yeah. Richie Mitchie looks like he does not want to be there.
Oh no.
He's terrified.
Oh no.
You got
he has
this.
A spear in his hand.
Come on,
and
man.
As he looks up, so does Jimmy J, who has the insane look of a goblin who just lost the only thing that he cared about. And Richie Mitchie goes to stab Jimmy J. He closes his eyes. He brings the spear back, and he, with his eyes closed, squeezed tight, he pushes it forward. And misses by about a foot and a half.
Oh, no.
Does it hit Tabitha?
On the recoil of the spear, when he brings it back, realizing he missed, the butt of his spear hits Tabitha right in the nose.
Okay,
it had just gotten her nosebleed under control. And she goes,
"It's actually my birthday too."
Oh, shut up, Tabitha.
While his eyes are still closed, I'm going to quickly... With my turn, while his eyes are still closed, I'm going to battle axe Jimmy just as quickly as I possibly can.
Cool.
A 16?
Does not hit.
That does not hit?
No, he's a little more. He's a little beefier than the other.
Oh, no.
Goblins in his crew.
Oh, so, man, that's embarrassing.
you
I tried
up.
To do it too quickly.
Honestly, Richie Mitchie swinging and whiffing kind of threw you off your game. You know?
I thought it was going to be a big moment. Yeah.
Chalice scooches over to the goblin and does the same thing she did earlier of like, I'm not with that guy about Chip.
Beef, you're up.
Okay. I think I'm going to try to really kill this guy.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I think I got to now that, you know, strike one, strike two. Let's hit a home run. Okay. 12.
That's another swing and a miss.
Oh, my God. No. This is embarrassing.
So Jimmy J is like doing the Soulja Boy and evading all of these swings and stabbings. He's just doing really cool dances.
Guy is a motherfucking dance king. Can't get him.
And now he's in the middle of his dancing where he's doing all these dance dodges. The person who's standing right in front of him is the birthday boy himself. And so he's going to take a big swing at Richie Mitchie.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
We did this to him.
If he dies, we're going to get a really bad review.
Well, he'll be dead. He won't review us, so.
I don't know if that's the sunny kind of optimism we should have.
Just trying to keep the glass half full.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep it half full.
Okay, so his stab hits, but it doesn't get a good hold because Richie Mitchie's wearing that poofy, noble tunic. Mm-hmm. It kind of gets caught in his big ruffles and things. So it doesn't get that much of a hold, and it only does 3 damage. But that's a lot for Richie Mitchie. He's actually looking pretty worse for wear.
Oh, no.
And he screams, "This is the worst birthday of my life."
Yeah. Maybe. Not now.
No. Take it back.
Huh? What?
Jennifer and the rats. Have the cake, and now there's kind of swinging
back. He said, not now, shut up. We're going back.
So, Chalice, I believe it's top of the order.
Okay, so I would like to do a firebolt, but I'm not going to send it to him. I'm going to send it to the corner of the bar and then yell fire to try to get everyone out
of the bar
to keep them safe.
You're going to intentionally set fire to the bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just so it matches the rest of our 16 birthday parties.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it. That just works.
Yeah.
A corner of Bottoms Up explodes in flames. The people standing closest to it don't feel like that was done for their safety, but they run screaming out of the bar and someone starts yelling fire.
Who is it?
I'm just so used to listening to Elizabeth's voice.
Yeah, it's got to be you.
Me too.
Fire!
Oh my God!
It's a fire!
I like to think that canonically it's the same person.
Uh-huh. Everybody's story.
Who just happens to be in every scenario. So people start heading out in droves. You know, they were caught like, you know, train wreck mentality. They just couldn't tear themselves away. But now everyone's heading out of Bottoms Up. Except for you guys, I assume. Are you guys still in this fight?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Seb, are you taking your turn back from Richie Mitchie?
I am. And I'm going to use create water on the fire that was just lit. So, like, everyone is left, but I have to protect the bar or else there's no podcast.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, the fire is contained after that. So, cool. Bottoms Up right now is not in danger of completely going up in flames.
Nice.
I saved the podcast.
Chip, that's you. It's you now.
All right. I'm going to do a take two because I really feel like Richie Mitchie needs to seal the freaking deal here.
I love how one will see it now.
Can we still say
that, we'll just tell everybody about it.
That Richie Mitchie's eyes are still closed? Because I really want us to try to convince him that he kills everyone.
Yeah, he's scream crying with closed eyes right now.
I'm going to put the battle axe in his hands, and I will also hold it, too. And we're going to do it together. I'm going to do it with
him.
Okay?
Yes, because his eyes are closed, he has no idea if you are friend or foe, and he is so terrified that someone is contorting his body.
Okay. I get behind him. I put his hands on the axe. And as I sing, happy birthday to you, Does a 21 hit?
That will
yeah.
hit.
Oh.
Happy birthday, dear Richie Mitchie Warbucks. 7 damage.
7
Happy
damage.
Happy birthday okay. to you. Slice.
That hits him right in the gut, and he's got his hands raised up with his sword, and he's ready to come down on Richie Mitchie, but he takes that in the gut, and that does 7 damage. He's still alive. He's still kicking. But that definitely took a chunk out of him. Beef, you're up.
Oh, fuck. Oh, oh man. Okay, well, let's finish this fucker off. Let's stab him in the fucking head or something.
Yeah. Yeah, let's roll for it. That sounds great.
I'm going to roll for that. Okay, that's an 8 plus the 4.
That does not hit.
Fuck.
So... immediately, Jimmy J, he just took that axe in the gut, beef whiffs, and even though that hurt a lot, his hands are already raised up, he comes crashing down onto Richie Mitchie.
Whoops.
That's okay. At least you tried to hit the right person this time.
And it hits, and it does 7 damage.
To Richie Mitchie?
To Richie Mitchie.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So Richie Mitchie takes the sword right like at his like collarbone,
oh,
and it cuts
no.
him pretty deep. And from what you can tell, yeah, he's out.
Oh. And I whispered to him, I said, guess you should have hit him harder. He would have died. Bad job, Rich.
Okay, so Chalice, you're up again.
How do I kill this guy?
He doesn't have much left, so if you want to hit him, I don't know how many spell slots you have at level 1, but you can only do so many spells.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to use a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to stab him in the head. It's impossible. Don't do it.
All right, I'm going to try to stab him in the head.
I told you!
Hell yeah. All right, roll them bones.
20.
Oh.
That hits.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Okay, so what do you say before you stab Jimmy J. Coolerton?
She goes to yell something cool like party foul, but she's pretty drunk, so she just throws up a little bit down her front.
Well, despite not being able to pull off the cool line, Chalice does effectively decapitate Jimmy J. Coolerton.
Nice.
So this goblin with a backwards hat, his head goes flying and thuds against now the evacuated dance floor. And for a second, all is calm.
Okay, I'd like to try and like heal Richie Mitchie.
Yeah, with my, I guess we're out of combat.
Do you have a healing spell?
Yeah, I have Cure Wounds.
Cool, let's do it.
You guys don't want to like have a drink first? Man, that was a lot.
I got a nearly dead teen in my arms. I would love if he were.
You want me to get you a Bud Light while we're doing this? Yeah,
dibs on that band name. Dibs on the band name, nearly dead teen.
Hand over the dead teen, and the dead teen is in Chip's hands, and Beef is just pouring beers into our mouths as I perform my spell. And I roll a D8 and 6. Does that stabilize?
That's his new HP. That's
okay.
The HP that adds.
Okay, okay, okay.
Richie, you did it, man. You did
killed,
it.
Richie, you killed all of that these, guy.
You killed all of these people. You should get out of town. You should
wake really
get
up.
What happened?
You killed all
Richie,
of them.
Hey, everybody,
it.
Come in here. Richie is an awesome murderer. He killed all
He's
the people.
He's a hero. He's a murdering hero.
God. My head is killing me. Oh my God. He looks around, he sees the goblins, and then he just like kind of freaks out and kind of like scrambles towards you, Chip. And he's like, oh my God, Jimmy J. Gooderton and Topanga, they were goblins. That was insane.
I know, it was
man.
Pretty nuts.
It was. And you handled it like a champ.
Like a real birthday boy.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't do anything and also got killed.
That's probably because you're pretty wasted.
Yeah, you're pretty wasted. You went berserk.
You're pretty wasted, and that's cool.
We tried to pull you off, and you killed everyone here, including the policeman. So you should leave town and never come back.
Yeah, after tonight, maybe lay low.
I'm gonna send a message to Mr. Albatross to come pick me up. I think this party's over.
No, one more thing. Can Chalice go to the roof? And with her, I think she can set off fireworks over the party.
That would be so fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Chalice goes up, like runs to the roof, and starts setting off fireworks, and then tells Jennifer to finally bring out the cake.
Setting off fireworks inside, or you guys
on the roof?
We're all on the roof.
Because everybody's like in the streets, though.
Yeah, everyone's in the street.
And Beef comes over with Tabitha in his hand, and he's like, "Hey, Richie. Actually, there was another birthday girl here too. You guys have the same birthday." Isn't that funny? Isn't that hilarious?
Oh. I didn't even realize. Sorry, Tabitha. I didn't know it was your birthday too. It's okay. it hurts to talk.
Yeah, maybe don't talk. Put the ice back on. But I thought maybe the two of you could hang out. Goodbye. And then he floats away on a balloon.
A frog balloon.
A little toad balloon, yeah.
Yeah, a little toad balloon.
Thanks, money man.
Hey, no problem. And he winks as he's flying away in the sky.
I don't know what they're doing up here, Tabitha, but I think it's something to do with my birthday. Or I should say our birthday.
Can I say that Seb trips and falls down to the pavement and then it's just going, "Oh, my ass!" And like that's just where I am throughout all of this, just yelling about how my ass hurts.
Helpful. I love it.
Oh, shit, my ass!
Okay, you guys brought us up here to the roof. I just want to go home. This has been such an insane night. The girl that I had a crush on tried to murder me. Can I just go?
Hey, can I tell you a quick little story before you head out?
Sure. Sure.
I was rich once like you, okay? I lived in a whole palace. Every birthday party was bigger than the last. And I got to tell you, I never had fun at them. They were always a disaster. One time there was a fire that started that killed a lot of people in the town. And it was really bad. But I didn't really have a good birthday until I came here and made some good friends. You don't need to be popular. You don't need to be impressing the rich kid. She's like throwing up a little bit down her shirt shelf too. She's still pretty drunk. You don't need to be impressing all the popular, cool. No, come here. Shh. Come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. You don't need
to
be.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, okay.
You're trying to say like, you know, money can't buy you friends. Watch this. Hey, money man.
What?
Chip.
Yeah, what? Oh, come here.
What up?
Huh?
What?
What's up?
I'll give you 300 gold apiece to be my friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
See, it. No lesson learned. Money buys you friends. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Fuck you.
I would have been your friend for free, though, because you're one cool kid. I raise my cupped hands once again, waiting for an excellent tip that he maybe promised earlier.
Okay, given what a disaster this night was, roll for persuasion with disadvantage.
We freaking made him a hero. He's not grateful? Piece of shit, kids.
And while you're rolling that, Seb is just yelling from the pavement, being like, "Oh, I think I ripped my crack. Oh, God. Oh, I really hurt you guys. Money might not buy friends, but I need a friend right now."
No one can hear him, so Chalice starts like huffing and puffing, climbing back down to go help him.
With disadvantage, I rolled a 16.
Honestly, tonight was an absolute nightmare. I'm never coming back here. But
fair.
I was very close to dying and I didn't. And I have a feeling that's because of y'all. So here's 300 gold.
Oh. Oh.
Ew, what?
Oh.
Thanks, man.
Oh.
Now, is something supposed to happen on the roof or can I go home now?
There's fireworks.
There's fireworks.
There's been fireworks.
Can you enjoy the freaking fireworks, you greedy little shit? Get the fuck out of my roof. Actually, I take him and I toss him off the roof.
And he lands right square on my ass. Just right on my ass.
Oh, you ripped it.
And then I go, hey, guess what?
What?
I found my sandwich.
You did? Where was it?
It's right over here under this towel.
Wow. Well, happy birthday to you, I guess.
Happy birthday to me, I guess.
Jennifer and the rats come out with a cake and they go, now, now, happy birthday. And then you remember that Tabitha is still up there.
Yeah. This is the perfect time.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Tabitha.
Just okay.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm so sorry I hit you in the head.
What do his shoes look like?
His shoes look like shoes that I used to wear to improv level 1 and 2. They kind of curl at the end of the toe. Oh, but his look like Sean, intentional and fancy.
Yeah, just for the listeners, Sean used to wear elf shoes that he thought were fancy dress shoes. But it turns out,
and he wore
unbeknownst
them to
him,
class?
They were just elf shoes.
Yes. And he would wear undershirts. He would take off his work shirts and wear undershirts.
That's
ready
awesome,
to put the
dude.
Work in, bro.
And Aaron fell in love.
Yeah, you like that guy, Aaron.
Took me a couple years to fall in love.
Yeah. Honestly, more embarrassing for Aaron.
Sean's shoes are weird and you guys are making fun of me? I don't think this is fair.
Hey, everyone. This week on the Patreon, we have part 2 of Chip's Tips. There's a new episode every Thursday that you can find at patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Have a great week.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Waleed Mansour and I came up with the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing. For our LA friends, we have a Wet Bus live show coming up in just a few days on Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at the Skiptown Playhouse. Waleed, Aaron, and myself will be doing improv as Wet Bus, and Elizabeth will be doing solo characters. And besides that, we've got a super hot lineup, so come check it out. And that's not all. Elizabeth hosts a monthly show called The Illuminati Hour, and this month's show is on Saturday, May 21st at the Yard Theater at 9:30 p.m., and our very own Aaron Keefe will be performing improv with them as a guest. So come see some live comedy this month. Also, we're in the final couple weeks of the Kickstarter for my comic book, Skyless, so if you haven't yet, go check that out. The story follows two best friends, Neil and Alina, on their quest to restore the sky to dystopian Earth. Think Game of Thrones meets The Hunger Games, a romantic coming-of-age epic that doesn't shy away from the harsh reality of death. With your support, this will be the thrilling second installment of the next great fantasy sci-fi epic. You can check out the artwork and get the next issue for $10 at the link in the show notes. In fact, all the tickets for the stuff that I've talked about you can find in the show notes. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next week, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.